Every time police are called and something goes wrong,
it is my belief that the officer had the intention to deploy their taser, but instead shot Mr. Wright with a single bullet.
Like someone says, officers used excessive force or violated their code of conduct.
We have opened an internal affairs investigation into this.
Police chiefs and officials usually come out and say the same thing. We're investigating.
We'll share with the public everything that we are legally allowed to share.
For decades here in California, those internal investigations, which are how the police hold themselves accountable, were secret. As a criminal justice reporter, I never got to know if a cop was disciplined. The families of those killed by police weren't allowed to know all the details of their loved ones' deaths. But then all that changed.
My name is Mark Siemens, an independent investigator retained by the city to conduct this investigation.
And for recording purposes, I'm Sergeant Jimmy Ryland.
I'm Sergeant Joshua Dobnik.
This is Sergeant Jeff Ramson, the Internal Affairs Sergeant.
We are in the Internal Affairs Office interview room.
In 2019, the state passed a new law that unsealed records about police shootings, on-duty sexual misconduct, and dishonesty. The new law promised we'd finally get to listen in on these interrogations.
I have told people things before in the past to make them think that shit like that was going to happen to them, just to scare them.
We'd get to see body camera footage.
We're going to arrest you. Stop resisting, okay?
Look at photos and documents.
You had taken a picture in uniform with your penis hanging out. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And hear witness interviews.
He just kept punching me until my teeth came out of my mouth. Like, that's attempted murder. He could have killed me.
And we talked to the people behind the records, the victims of police sexual harassment, and the families of those killed by police.
I said, is my son still alive? And they said, I'm sorry to inform you, your son is deceased.
I gave him a look, like, I hope you realize you just crossed a line and I don't have to say that out loud.
I didn't realize that anybody was even aware of what's been going on here. They've been trying to cover it up.
Every step of the way, police unions, departments, and cities have been fighting to keep these records secret.
Release the documents!
By filing lawsuits, redacting pages and pages of documents, or just ignoring us.
So, did you get my last couple of emails?
So we sent emails, and we called, and we kept calling.
So if you can call me back and let me know what the best...
We even sued.
And we haven't gotten any kind of response or communication at all.
Then, a little over a year into this project that we were doing in California, George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis.
Died in police custody.
And Breonna Taylor was killed in Louisville.
Shot 8 times.
And people all across the country and even around the world came out into the streets to call out police failures and racism in its ranks and to demand justice.
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
And ask, how did we get here? Why has this system that's promised accountability failed to deliver it for so long?
We have a system where police officers fight tooth and nail to keep all of this information about misconduct away from the public.
I'm Suki Lewis. This is On Our Watch, an investigative podcast from NPR and KQED. Each week, we'll take you inside a different internal affairs investigation to find out how this system of police accountability works and what went on inside these secret investigations for all those years when no one was watching. New episodes drop weekly starting Thursday, May 20th.